Before you listen to the sermon, read 1 John chapter 1. We're starting a new book today. And we'll actually go through all three books of John, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John.
And of course,
it's written by John. Yeah, that's not John the Baptist. No,
he was
killed.
Yeah,
this is John, the disciple of Jesus.
Yeah,
and he also wrote the Gospel of John. And he was also the writer of the book of Revelation. I want to start with making clear what this book is written to. And go for a moment to 1 John chapter 2. And read verses 1 and 2.
ای فرزندان من این را به شما می نویسم تا گناه نکنید و اگر کسی گناهی کند شفیع داریم نزد پدر یعنی عیسی مسیح عادل و او کفاره برای گناهان ما و نه گناهان ما فقط بلکه برای تمام جهان
است. He calls them my little children.
اونو فرزندانش می خونه.
Yeah, he says we have an advocate with the father.
و میگه ما شفیع داریم نزد پدر.
That's Jesus Christ.
و اون عیسی مسیح.
He tells about the propitiation for our sins. And he's making a clear distinction between ours and the rest of the world. Yeah, Jesus died for everybody, for everybody's sins. Yeah, for ours and for the rest of the world. So who is John talking to? Who is he writing to? Simply people who are saved. Yes, Christians. And this is important to understand.
Yeah,
some people will pick out passages from 1 John. Passages that have nothing to do with salvation. And apply it to salvation.
Yeah,
this book does not have specifically the purpose to get somebody saved. Yeah, the purpose of this book is about having fellowship with God. Yeah, in the Gospel of John,
yeah,
John simply says why he wrote those things. Go to John
20:31.
Yeah, and it shouldn't come as a surprise that the Gospel of John explains a lot about how you can get saved.
انجیل یوحنا توضیح داد که چجوری رساله های یوحنا توضیح داد که بعد از اینکه نجات پیدا کرد
و اعلام میکنه که فقط از طریق ایمان
نجات
پیدا کرد. Yeah, but we do find the gospel first, John.
انجیل رو هم یه جورایی توی اول یوحنا پیدا
میکنه. Yeah, but the focus is about fellowship.
اما هدف یوحنا نوشتن
مشارکت
داشتن با خداوند و مشارکت داشتن با دیگر ایمانداران نه برای نجات دیگران.
Yeah, how we should live so we don't lose that fellowship.
چجوری زندگی کنیم که اون مشارکت رو از دست ندیم.
What we can do to restore that fellowship
to God. مشارکت رو با خداوند دوباره بازسازی کنیم.
It's geared towards those who are already saved.
نوشته شده برای تمام کسانی رو که نجات پیدا کردن.
Yeah. How we live our life here on earth.
چجوری زندگیمون رو روی زمین زندگی می‌کنیم.
Yeah. Will not change if we go to heaven or not.
رفتن ما رو تو بهشت یا نرفتنمون رو عوض نمی‌کنه. مقصدمون یکیه.
Why not?
چرا عوض نمی‌کنه؟
It's by faith.
چون از طریق ایمانه.
It's a gift.
فقط یک هدیه.
There are no works involved.
هیچ عمل تو و رفتار تو مهم نیست.
Yeah, if my daughter doesn't listen to me.
اگر دختر من حرفمو گوش نکنه.
Yeah, she doesn't cease to be my daughter.
نمیشه دی دخترم نباشه.
Yeah, that part is not affected.
اون قسمتیش که همین دخترمه باقی میمونه.
It will affect our fellowship.
اما رابطه‌مون رو به هم
می‌زنه. It will create tension.
بین من و دخترم عصبانیت و تنش رو می‌گیره.
It's the same with God.
با خداوند هم همینطوره.
Yeah, we'll never cease to be His child.
وقتی فرزند شدیم همیشه فرزنده.
Yeah, but our fellowship will be affected if we live in sin.
اما اگه در گناه زندگی کنیم، مشارکتمون تنش پیدا می‌کنه با خداوند. اگه در گناه زندگی کنیم.
First John 2:1 it says, these things arise in I unto you that you sin not. That's how John gives already a reason here why
he's writing these things.
And we'll see that in chapter 1 he gives four reasons.
Yes,
he writes it out. So you sin not. Now we'll see that in chapter 1 that ties together with that we will have fellowship with God. And it also ties together with our joy being full. So I just want to make this clear before we go into the chapter, into the book. Yeah, so we know who it is written to, and what the general theme of the book is. Now read the first three verses of 1 John.
آنچه از ابتدا بود، آنچه شنیده ایم و به چشم خود دیده، آنچه بران نگریستیم و دستهای ما لمس کرد، درباره کلمه حیات و حیات ظاهر شد و آن را دیده ایم، شهادت میدهیم و به شما خبر میدهیم از حیات جاودانی که نزد پدر بود و بر ما ظاهر شد. از آنچه دیده و شنیده ایم شما را اعلام می نماییم تا شما هم با ما مشارکت داشته باشید و او شراکت ما با پدر و پسر و عیسی مسیح.
Now they have heard Jesus,
they have
seen Jesus with their eyes, they have handled Jesus. Yeah, and we see this several times, yeah, when the apostles stress that they are witnesses.
رسولان اعلام میکنن که خودشون با چشمای خودشون
دیدن. They were with
Jesus. شاهدای اصلی عیسی مسیح بودن. با خود عیسی راه رفتن. با عیسی بودن.
They had seen these things.
اینها رو دیدن.
Yeah. They had seen these things after they rose from the dead.
وقتی از مردگان عیسی مسیح زنده شد، باز هم دیدنش، باز هم لمسش کردن.
Go to Luke 24 for a moment.
لوقا 22 رو باز.
Luke 24, 36 and 39.
36 to 39. لوقا 24, 36 to 39.
Yeah, this is after Jesus rose from the
dead. 36 and 39.
Yep. So after Jesus rose from the dead, Jesus stands in their midst, and they're afraid. They just saw him crucified. They think he is a spirit. And then Jesus said, hey, look at my hands, look at my feet. Handle me, touch me. I'm
real.
Later on, he appeared to Thomas, who wasn't there at that point in time. John 20, 26 and
و بعد از هشت روز با شاگردان با توما در خانه جمع بودند. درها بسته بود که ناگهان عیسی آمد و در میان ایستاد و گفت سلام بر شما باد. پس توما گفت انگشت خود را بر اینجا بیاور. دستهای مرا ببین. دست خود را بیاور و بر پهلوی من بگذار و بی ایمان مباش بلکه ایمان داشته باش. توما در جواب وی گفت ای خداوند من و ای خدای من. عیسی گفت ای توما بعد از دیدنم ایمان آوردی؟ خوشا به حال آنانی که ندیده ایمان آوردند.
Yeah, so Jesus says to Thomas, hey, reach your finger, touch me. Look at my hands. Feel the wounds in my
side.
Yeah, I'm real. I'm really
real.
Now, notice also the response of Thomas. My Lord and my God.
ای خداوند من و ای خدای من.
Thomas calls Jesus God.
عیسی مسیح رو خداوند میخونه اینجا.
I mean, he appeared to many.
Yeah.
In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 5 to
8.
1 Corinthians 15, 5 to 8.
و اینکه به کیفر ظاهر شد و بعد از آن به آن 12 و پس از آن به بیش از 500 برادر و یک بار ظاهر شد و بیشتر از ایشان تا امروز باقی هستند اما بعضی خوابیدند. از آن پس به یعقوب دانه شد، بعد به همه رسولان و آخر همه بر من مثل نوزاده‌ای بی موقع ظاهر گردید.
Yeah, like Paul says, hey, five from the people at Rome even saw him.
حتی 500 نفر با هم دیگه دیدنش.
Yeah, John is just telling, hey, we are witnesses, we have seen these things, all the people have seen these things.
ما دیدیم، با چشای خودمون دیدیم، بقیه هم دیدن.
Many of them are still alive, you can go out them. Yeah, three times in the first three verses of first John, he says, we've seen him.
در کتاب اول یوحنا سه بار اعلام میکنه ما با چشمای خود دیدیم.
Yeah, they've seen him and they know who he is.
دیدن و
میدونن
که عیسی مسیح همون خداوند.
Yeah, the Bible says that God will be manifest in the flesh. Now go to John
5:37.
John 5:37.
و خود مرا پدر که مرا فرستاد به من شهادت داده است که هرگز صدای او را نشنیده اید و صورت او را ندیده اید.
Now, can you say that God the Father and God the Son are the same person?
37.
Yeah, it says here that Jesus was sent from the Father. Yeah, and while we have seen Jesus, nobody ever saw God the Father.
اما هیچ کسی صورت پدر را ندید.
There's a reason I specifically mentioned this.
این دلیلی که این آیه را اشاره می‌کنه.
Because it's a false doctrine.
که درس دروغی هست و به
That teaches that God is not three persons in one.
که خداوند در سه شخصیت در یکی نیست، بودی نیست.
Yeah, but that God was just manifest in three different ways.
خداوند در سه روش متفاوت خودش را آشکار کرد.
And groups that teach this are, for example, the oneness Pentecostal. And they're not the only ones. Yeah, but it's a heresy. And the book of 1 John gives different scriptures that will debunk this false doctrine. So they believe that when Jesus speaks to the Father, that God basically has a conversation with himself. Yeah, they're switching positions all the time. And it's not what the Bible teaches. Yeah, the Bible clearly shows that there is one God who exists in three distinct persons. And the point I want to make here is that all seen Jesus, yeah, where the Bible clearly tells us is God,
که خداوند اعلام میکنه عیسی مسیح خدا بود.
But the Bible also tells us that no one can see the face of God and live.
و کسی نمیتونه صورت خدا رو ببینه و زنده بمونه.
That's Exodus 33:20.
خروج 3 آیه 20.
Yeah, and he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live.
هیچ کسی نمیتونه صورت مرا ببینه. هیچ کسی نمیتونه ببینه و زنده بمونه.
How can it be possible? The explanation is simple, because God the Father is not the same person as God the Son. Yeah, well again, it's not the same person as God the Holy Spirit. But they're all God and they're on their own accord. Yeah, but there's only one God. God is three in one. And in chapter 5 we will see one of the best verses to go to. And we'll look at it when we get there. That teaches this. Yeah? Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the Bible says. Yeah, Jesus is God was manifest in the flesh. Yeah, so we can know God. Yeah, we can know about God through Jesus Christ. Like a physical son will look like his father. Yeah? My dad, when he was a teenager, if you would look at my pictures, they were almost identical. Yeah, and you could say, if you've seen me, then you know what my dad looked like. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that we are the same person. Go to John 14. And read verse 9.
عیسی به دو گفت ای فیلیپوس در این مدت با شما بودم آیا مرا نشناخته اید؟ کسی که مرا دید پدر را دیده است پس چگونه تو میدونید پدر را به ما نشانده؟
Yes, in the same sense, if we've seen Jesus, we've seen the Father.
عیسی مسیح رو دیدیم پدر رو.
Not because we physically saw him, because that we couldn't.
نه اینکه جست وانی دیدیم چون نمیتونستیم.
Yeah, because we would not live. But we've seen Jesus.
زنده نمیمونیم اما عیسی مسیح رو دیدیم.
Go to John 5:30.
من از خود هیچ نمیتوانم کرد بلکه چنان که شنیدم داوری میکنم و داوری من عادلانه است زیرا که اراده خود را جویا نیستم بلکه اراده پدری که مرا خواسته است.
Yeah, not with the wording. I can, of myself, my own self, do nothing.
But I'm each kali nemitunam
bokonam. Yeah, Jesus is speaking here. He from his own self, he can't do anything.
Khodam tanhayi nemitunam.
And that would be a really weird statement if God the Father and God the Son were the same person. No, what is Jesus doing? He is doing the will of the Father. Yeah, God exists in three distinct persons. Yeah, Jesus' his own self is separated from the Father. Yeah, there is one God. With the Bible defines as being three in one. And of course, we use the word Trinity as a word for that. But that's not the word that's in the Bible.
So.
The Bible talks about God being three in one.
Yeah.
So they've seen, they've heard,
دیدن,
they've handled Jesus, yeah, assuring those, hey, these things are real. This is no joke. Jesus is real. As is everything he has said, and we declare him into you. Now, in these first few verses, notice also that Jesus is given three different titles. Yeah, in verse 1, he's called the Word of Life. In verse 2, he's called Eternal Life. And in verse 3, he's called the Son. Did I say it right? Yes, the Son. Yeah, I mentioned this
because
this will become significant later in the book. Yeah. Now go to John 1:1. And I want to show you that without having a title of the book, it is obvious that it's the same writer.
که نویسنده اول یوحنا و انجیل یوحنا یکی بوده.
Yeah, because we'll see a lot of parallels.
چون می‌بینیم که همون جوری که یوحنا نوشته.
Yeah, John 1:1 starts with in the beginning. Yeah, of course, first John starts from the beginning.
انجیل یوحنا در ابتدا.
Yeah, was the Word.
در ابتدا.
Now we saw Jesus called the Word of Life.
And
the Word was with God,
and
the Word was God. Yeah, again, this is a scripture showing that Jesus is different than God the Father. Now read the next two verses, or next few verses as well from John 1.
و این را به شما می‌نویسم تا شادی شما کامل گردد. این است پیغامی که از او شنیده‌ایم. به شما اعلام می‌نماییم که خدا نور است و هیچ تاریکی در وی هرگز نیست. اگر گوییم که با وی مشارکت داریم، در حالی که در تاریکی گام برداریم، دروغ می‌گوییم و به راستی عمل نمی‌کنیم.
Yeah, you also see that he is in him was life.
در اون زندگی.
And of course the words would have been defined in verse 14 of John 1.
کتاب یوحنا انجیل یوحنا فصل 1 آیه 14 بهمون میگه.
Yeah, because then it says the word was made flesh and dwelt among us and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we see there that Jesus is the Son of God.
و کلمه جسد گردید و میان ما ساکن شد و پر از فیض راستی جلال او را دیدیم، جلالی شایسته پسر یگانه مولود پدر.
Now as we'll see, it's useful to understand some of the things in 1 John.
رساله اول یوحنا خیلی مهمه که اینا رو درست درک کنیم اولش.
That we also looked at what he has written earlier in the Gospel of John.
و در انجیل یوحنا چه چیزی
دیدیم. And especially some of the chapters in the second half of the Gospel of John will help us shed some light on some things.
در قسمت‌هایی که در قسمت دوم یوحنا نوشته می‌بینیم.
Yeah, it's a short book, but it's really packed.
یک کتابی کوتاه ولی خیلی عمیقه و خیلی موضوعی متفاوت چند فصلش داره.
Now in verse 3 of 1 John.
در اول یوحنا رسالت فصل 1 آیه 3.
He gives us also one of the reasons he writes to them.
یکی از دلایل دیگر رو اعلام میکنه که چرا این نامه رو می‌نویسه.
Yeah, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son Jesus Christ.
از آن چه دیده و شنیده ایم شما را اعلام می نماییم که شما هم با ما مشارکت داشته باشید و مشارکت ما با پدر و با پسر و عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, so why is he writing to them?
چرا می نویسه براشون؟
Why is he declaring these things to them?
چرا اعلام می کنه این حرفا رو براشون؟
That they may have fellowship with us.
که با ما مشارکت داشته
باشید. And with the Father, with God.
با پدر، با خدا.
And with Jesus Christ.
با عیسی مسیح.
That they have fellowship with God.
مشارکت داشته باشید با خداوند.
And John wants them to have fellowship, just as he has fellowship with God.
عیسی مسیح می‌خواد که با اونها مشارکت داشته باشیم. همون جوری که عیسی مسیح با خدای پدر مشارکت
داشت. You can be on your way to heaven today.
امروز می‌تونی شما تو مسیر
به بهشت باشی. Because you have believed on Lord Jesus Christ.
ما را بودیم به عیسی مسیح با قربانیش برای خلیل.
That does not mean that
automatically
you have great fellowship with God.
با خداوند و پدر مشارکت.
There can be issues between you and God.
تو می‌تونی بین خودت و خداوند مشکل داشته باشی.
Yeah, because for example, the way you live.
یا با هم دیگه در و بحث داشته باشی به خاطر روش زندگی که داری.
Now God will not cease to be your father.
خدا دلیل نمیشه که پدرت نباشه.
But fellowship is effective.
ولی اون مشارکت تحت تاثیر
قرار میگیره. Yeah, by rebellion against him.
چون ضد خداوند قیام کردی مشارکت تحت
تاثیر. Yeah, remember that we just read in chapter 2.
فصل 2 خوندیم.
Yeah, that I write unto you so you sin not.
حالتون نوشتم که ما دیگه گناه نکنیم.
3-4.
آیه 4 رو بخونیم. و این را به شما می‌نویسم تا شادی شما کامل گردد.
Yeah, so John is also writing them that they may have fellowship and that their joy may be full.
و اینو می‌نویسه که مشارکت داشته باشند و شادی اونها کامل باشه.
Yeah, so these things are connected.
و این چیزا متصله.
Don't write them so they can have a victorious life.
یوحنا ما رو می‌نویسه که زندگی پیروزی داشته باشه.
A life that is full of joy.
زندگی پر از شادی.
Yeah, a life with God. A life without sin.
زندگی بدون گناه.
And if we not all desire that.
ای هممون واقعا از ته قلبمون اینو نمی‌خوایم.
Yet most Christians do not live that life.
اما خیلی از ماها اون زندگی رو نداریم.
Most Christians do not walk in the Spirit.
خیلی از مسیحیان در روح قدم بر نمی‌داریم.
Instead, they walk after the lust of the flesh.
در شهوت جسم قدم برمی‌دارن.
And this letter indicates to us that God doesn't want us to live like that.
و این آیه بهمون اعلام میکنه که خداوند نمیخواد ما اینجوری
باشیم. God has given us this letter.
خداوند این نامه رو برامون نوشته.
By speaking through John.
به وسیله یوحنا اینا حرفا
شده. He said, I want to be in fellowship.
میخوام مشارکت داشته باشم باهاتون. میخوام باهاتون قرار
بگیرم. And he wants our joy to be full.
میخوام شادیتون کامل باشه.
And it's not the same as our walls being full. They want our joy to be full.
نه اینکه میخواد کیف پولمون پر باشه، میخواد شادیمون پر باشه.
And which is not rather live with joy, being in fellowship with God,
than in riches. و شاد باشیم در آنچه که داریم، به جای اینکه ثروت داشته باشیم و شادی نداشته باشیم.
Yeah. And now John will start talking about how we can live in that fellowship.
چجوری میتونیم این مشارکت داشته باشیم؟ چجوری میتونیم کار انجام بدیم؟
How we can live in that joy.
چجوری میتونیم در اون شادی زندگی کنیم؟